And welcome back to This Green Earth. I'm Claire Wiley, and this morning we are kicking off our program with none other than Lo Bannerman, who is the Summit County Food Rescue Coordinator for Wasteless Solutions. Lo is a key leader in driving Summit County's goal of reaching zero food waste by 2030. Welcome to This Green Earth, Lo.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, I want to start out by getting the 411 on you and what led you to becoming a leader in this space.
Absolutely. My background actually is in food. I'm a dietitian by trade and had a bunch of food allergies as a kid. So food has always been on my radar, not necessarily this aspect of it, but I've been in the food world since birth. And then I started my own sustainability journey and really realized how much food is involved in that. And it was alarming. I have seen a lot of perfectly delicious edible food just get tossed, and it's sad to see. And I am so grateful that Wasteless Solutions is trying to change that. So it's a Salt Lake-based nonprofit, and it's been going on there for 8 years, though it's fairly new to Summit County. We're about a year and a half in. I'm much newer than that. And it's nice to just hit the ground running and see what we can do to help.
Yeah. Now, I read that in Summit County, there is approximately 57,000 tons of food that is wasted each year. How on the mark is that number?
It's honestly hard to quantify because you have so many different areas where food can be wasted. It's wasted at the manufacturing level and production. It's wasted at farms. It's wasted in households, restaurants, and everywhere in between. So it's really tricky. The stats that we roll off of cover all of Utah, and that's 1.2 billion pounds of food every year.
What?
And at the same time, we have 400,000 Utahns that are food insecure. So we don't have a food production problem. We have a food distribution problem. And that's what Wasteless is here to tackle.
Yeah, it is understandable that it would be hard to quantify how much we are wasting, but we do know that it's too much.
Completely.
And there are many reasons why food waste is not only affecting the environment, but the people in our community. So can you share some of the most pressing issues that surround large amounts of wasted food?
Absolutely. So it's a wasted resource, right? So much energy, so much water, time, effort goes into creating food. And then for it to be hauled across the country or through the county, however far it's going, and then make it to someone or a restaurant and then just be thrown away. Like, there's so much effort and energy involved in that. And so we're honor the food hierarchy. And so there's the top level is we really want food serving people, especially those who are food insecure. Then ideally we're feeding animals and then compost and truly never the landfill if we can avoid it. There's just a lot of environmental concerns when food ends up at the landfill. And on top of losing all of the energy and all of the potential that food once had, when it hits the landfill, then you're releasing methane, and it's just troublesome on many levels. I don't know how far you want to dive into that.
I want to dive into that. That's what This Green Earth is all about, is what we can possibly bring to our community as far as education is concerned, whether it's things that are happening in our community that are not great for the environment, or ways in which we're doing wonderful things, or ways in which we can help our wildlife or our habitats and flora and fauna around us. So it is a big deal when we talk about methane and we talk about food waste and how it can impact a community. So let's go down that road of what it means for the environment and truly what we're doing to ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think most residents in Summit County know that our landfill is filling up. And once it's full, right? And then you have to start trucking things places. So there is a big initiative to try to divert whatever can be diverted from the landfill. And food is a big part of that. Though we have two aspects of it. So there's food that's like food scraps, and it kind of is done with its usable life, or things that are moldy and just they're gone, right? And so that's great to create energy out of and compost, fertilizer, all of that. Then we have all of this edible food that is still landing there. And the one of the metrics that we always comment on is how long does it take a head of lettuce to decompose? And if it's in its natural environment, it can be weeks, right? An entire head of lettuce could totally decompose and put back its nutrients into the soil in a matter of weeks. Though if it's in a landfill, it can take up to 25 years. And so you're trapping all of those nutrients in a place where you're never going to recover them. At the same time, you are releasing methane and you're filling a capsule that just doesn't have the space for food, usable items to go in. So it's kind of a trifecta, I guess, of problems, which is sad to see.
Yeah, and not only is it coming from commercial places, but our own homes, as you said, there is a lot of food waste happening. Do you have advice for people about how we can personally cut down on our food waste and maybe ways that we don't necessarily think of automatically, but can be effective in helping all of us out in the long run?
Absolutely. The big thing is planning. Some people love meal planning, others hate it, and I totally understand. Back in my food world, that was one of my roles, was helping make feeding families even easier. And so if meal planning's not for you, then hopefully creativity is, where you can look in your fridge and just realize, oh, this and this thing can go together, and here we go. I think a big piece is having condiments or sauces that you love, and then finding ways to mix ingredients. So stir fries are often easy, quiches or casseroles, anything that you might bake, where you have a bunch of ingredients and it's not necessarily a set recipe, but it's just things that then create a meal. Those are often go-tos. On the sweeter side, smoothies are a great one. If you have fruit that's not doing so well, freeze it and or put it in a smoothie. Freeze it and save it for later, or blend it right then. So lots of options. And back to the sauce component, if you have your favorite sauce or condiment on hand, then if you have food that's ready to go, mix it together and there's a meal. Like, you can mix a protein, a veggie, and a starch and a sauce, and there you go. So trying something new, breaking the rules, and just having fun and more creativity in the kitchen. Another thing would be with veggie scraps. If you have the time and space, you can create veggie broth. You just put random veggie scraps, like your onion peels, your carrot tops, anything that you cut off of something or peeled off of something, and boil it in water. And that's how we make veggie broth. You can add some salt and other seasonings too, as desired. Yeah.
Those are amazing tips. I have to say that my husband's family's Australian, and they have something that they call bubble and squeak. And it is taking the leftovers from the night before and putting it with eggs.
Oh, cool.
And so it's kind of like the kitchen sink omelet,
yes,
situation.
Anything goes.
Anything goes. And I remember having bubble and squeak, and it was actually very delicious. I like to kind of pride myself in that, and looking at a fridge and having like seven ingredients and being like, okay, how do we make this work? How do we make a meal out of this? But there are other ways that I know that I do waste food, because if there's two people in a household, sometimes you buy a little bit more than you actually are getting through in a week. So I think that, to your point of planning ahead and really like, how am I going to utilize this to the very end, and maybe making it into a smoothie or freezing it is a really great idea. So those are fantastic.
We're inviting a friend
over too. I love that.
I have done that before, where I've overpurchased and I'm looking at a fridge full of food and I'm just like, hey, do you want to come over and have this random assortment of food that's going to be delicious, but you may not think is a full meal or like a cohesive meal, but it works. So
yeah, that's a great idea too. So we as individuals will put an onus on ourselves and say, how do we help? How do we do this? How do we do that? But systematically, things also need to change. So what would you say from policy levels? What are ways in which it can come from top down in helping us all out, even if we're trying to effort this that's not going to solve the problem.
Yeah. So food waste is unique where individuals do hold a lot of power because everyone's eating and interacting with food ideally every day. And as far as policies, France and other countries have required donations for grocery stores and other big producers, which I think is amazing. So we collect food from local grocery stores, as does the Christian Center, and then we give it out to the community. And it's not something that they are required to do. It's something that they choose to do, each grocery store independently. Whereas some countries, and I believe California as well, has a mandate where all of these big food producers or aggregates have to donate what they cannot use and sell. So that's probably the biggest thing that could help move the needle.
Yeah, and what are some more initiatives that Wasteless Solutions brings forth for our community?
That's where I've started to really hit the ground running. Wasteless shines with the resort excess, the food and catering, restaurant event excess. The Christian Center is doing great with pantry items and getting those items out to the community. We do that on the weekends when they're closed. And then outside of that, Wasteless really shines with the donations that can't go elsewhere. And so we take a lot of unserved catering excess. We have so many ski resorts here and large hotel operations that have big buffets or they do events and catering. And almost every caterer I know purposefully produces 30% extra food so they don't run out of something. And most of what we get is food that has been fully baked and beautiful up to standard and has never left the kitchen. And without us, it would just be thrown away. And it blows my mind. Like, the people that we're serving here who eat this food always come to me and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, there are some populations that traditionally have harder times accessing fresh food, and they look at me and say, we're eating prime rib and we're eating this amazing roasted chicken and sweet potatoes, you know, like all of these foods that their population traditionally wouldn't have access to, and their past they haven't had access to. But now through Wasteless Solutions and our incredible resort and hotel partners, they are eating top dollar food and really having the chance to thrive.
Sometimes we can think of issues like this as insurmountable when you put big numbers at how much food waste there is. Do you think if we're all involved and we support places like Wasteless Solutions that we are going to move that needle? Like, how do you feel hopeful for our future in this food waste problem? Because it isn't unique to us here in Summit County. It isn't unique to us here in Utah. It is a global issue. So how do you think that needle is moving, and what are your hopes?
I have the joy of seeing the needle move. I'm happy to say that by June of this year, we rescued more food than all of 2025.
Wow.
So it is growing. It is changing. We are finding new partners all the time and also finding new receiving agencies. We're currently working with a community fridge model. So we have fridges that are in low-income housing and with other nonprofits and organizations that are reaching populations that really need help accessing food. And our job is to stock it. And so I get to see that every day, and it's amazing. It's really rewarding to watch all of this food and know that it could have had a life in a landfill doing nothing for no one, but now it's feeding someone. And there's one woman who came up to me, and it was right as our market started in her neighborhood, and she pulled me aside and was like, I am one doctor's visit away from being diagnosed with anemia and all of the concerns that will come with that and kind of the snowball effect. And she said she believes that it's because she didn't have access to fresh fruits and vegetables. She had a transportation barrier. And she looked at me and said, I know my blood is going to do better because of this, because of your market and because of bringing food here. And she was thrilled. And there were other people that have come up and shared similar stories where they're just like, I didn't realize how little I had until you brought abundance, or I didn't realize how much I needed this until it was here. So I'm grateful to see that moving and excited to onboard more partners and more volunteers and more receiving agencies kind of all has to grow together. But it's happening. It's happening, and things are growing and shifting in a beautiful way. We have a lot of different initiatives, as you mentioned. I'm piloting a lot of things and kind of seeing what sticks. One of them is reusables. So we're testing out reusable packaging and trying to get food out in the community and also get the package back so we're not replacing food waste with plastic waste. And we're looking for other ideas and places where a community fridge could land or other organizations that would like to receive food and possibly host a community dinner throughout the week. And I'm also going to be part of Serve PC, Serve Park City, on September 19th, and we'll be building out a fridge structure and shelving to help support some of our fridges. Our markets are going to shift come winter with the weather, so we're going to do more drops directly to fridges and pantries. And so as part of that, we need the infrastructure to support all of this food.
Yeah, so if people wanted to get involved in a volunteer level or otherwise, how would they go about that? How do they get a hold of you? How can they learn more about Wasteless Solutions?
We have a website, www.wastelesssolutions.org, and you can click on there, I want to volunteer, and then it is a two-step process. You'll sign up with us, with our organization, and then you'll get an email that asks you to sign up with our third-party app, and that is how we coordinate all of these rescues. And I'm happy to share my contact information. Yeah, I can leave my contact information as well, and people are welcome to text or email me however they want to reach out.
And how is this being received by the resorts and people out there? Because that would be a barrier if you're unable to really get them on board. So how is that onboarding process and how is this being received?
Mostly well. I think the only hesitation is the unknown nature of it. And so part of my job is getting the word out about Wasteless. I also do a lot of education on what's called the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Food Donation Act, which is a very long title for a law, federal law that was passed many years ago. I think it's coming up on 30 years, more than that probably. And this act is a federal law that was put in place to release liability from people who are donating food in good faith. And so basically it means if you are donating food that you know has been hot held and properly cooled or it's of good quality, then you're covered. So that is a beautiful benefit. There are also tax deduction benefits available. But the biggest thing is the mental and emotional reward that food donors and receiving agencies receive. Every single person at every step of the process is just elated to receive this food or to donate this food. And I have one chef in particular who is so passionate that he personally wheels the food out from his freezer and into my car because he wants to be with his food every step of the way. And then I show him what we turn it into. We repackage it and get it out into the community, and he wants to be part of that too. So there's a lot of passion involved in this, and I have only heard positive stories and lots of reward for businesses that choose to participate.
I think it's such a great effort, and the fact that you talked about how much you are moving the needle and that you are moving in a positive direction. And hopefully we will continue in that direction with you at the helm with your partners. And it does take a lot of partners, though, I'm sure, to make this come to fruition.
Absolutely. It takes a lot of people. I am the only staff member for Wasteless on the Wasatch back. And outside of me, it's a lot of volunteers, a lot of people who are passionate about getting out in the community and helping. And the donors and receiving agencies, too. It's like I said, it has to rise together. We can't have a surplus of one of those because then the whole thing just falls apart.
Thank you so much, Lo Bannerman, who is the Summit County Food Rescue Coordinator for Wasteless Solutions. And that website again?
Wastelesssolutions.org.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on This Green Earth today.
Thank you for having me.